Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Dave, and I'll be your host today on my drive home from work. There are tornado warnings for the three counties I will be driving through on the way home, but I don't see any tornadoes. It's not a watch, it's a warning, so it means conditions are right, I think. Anyway, it's that time of the month again, time for me to provide some content to Hacker Public Radio, and sadly I have little to provide this month. I was without internet last week for 5 days due to some thunderstorms, and but I'm back, and like I said, it's my turn to speak. So real briefly today, probably my briefest Hacker Public Radio to date, I will talk about the tab feature in Fluxbox. Fluxbox is a lightweight window environment for Linux. That's where I use it, at least. I'm sure it's ported to other platforms, Solaris, Unix kind of things. But I use it, BSD I'm sure too, I use it in Linux, and I love Fluxbox. Fluxbox meets all my needs. And one of the features of Fluxbox that is often overlooked, in fact I don't use it myself that much, but it is indeed a useful feature and relatively unique. It's not completely unique. There are other window managers that have had features like this before, but Fluxbox has it as well. Some of your larger desktop environments don't do this. This feature has been worked into CompuS Fusion in a way as far as grouping windows goes. But in Fluxbox, you have the tab feature, and this allows you to stack windows together. If you look at the Fluxbox documentation, it asks you to imagine a stack of papers with little sticky flaps on little sticky flags, and the flags allow you to quickly navigate to a piece of paper in the stack. This is in essence what the tabs do in Fluxbox, is you can stack windows on top of each other, and so that they are the same size and dimension, and you know, it's just like all the pieces of paper are the same size. And you have tabs on the top, that's sort of like the sticky flags on the stack of paper analogy. And you click on a tab and you go to that window. So this is really useful for like multiple Xterms, for instance. And the way you do this, the easiest way to do it in Fluxbox is open up a program, let's say Xterm. And once this opened, open up another one. And then with your middle mouse button, click and drag the title bar of one of those Xterms windows to the title bar of the other and let go. And what will happen is you will see that the title bar of the Xterm window now has two titles in it, a title for each Xterm. And there are settings where you can control the size of the title of each window in the stack of tabs, or the stack of windows. So each tab can grow or shrink relative to the length of the width of the window. That's called relative. Or you can actually set a set width for the tab. I don't know if I made that completely clear, but you know what you're doing is you're dragging one window to another using the title bar. Or in Fluxbox, the title bar often doesn't go all the way across. It looks like a tab. And you're dragging it on top of another tab with the middle mouse button. When you let go, you will have two tabs there, one for each window. And there's even a feature where I think we just hover over a tab, and that window will come to the top and have focus. And what this does, allows you to keep two Xterm windows in the space of one. I know there are terminal packages that have this functionality built in, XFCE Terminal, GNOME Terminal, Console all have tab windows, but with Fluxbox you're not restricted to just Xterms. Say you have EMEL FM2 open, and you have an Xterm window open. you can, with your middle mouse button, click and drag from the tab and drop it on top of the tab of EMLFM2. What will then happen is you will have those two windows stacked on top of each other. Those two windows will become the same size. I'm in the car, so I can't tell you which one will be resized to which one. In other words, I don't know if EMLFM2 or if the parent tab will get resized to the child or vice versa. But the end result will be is you will have a stack of applications with tabs. So they all take up the same amount of screen real estate, and you just click on a tab to bring that application to the top. There's also a setting that I'm pretty sure is you can get to using the navigation, the menus, navigate to the configuration, and you can set I forget what exactly what it's called. I think it's called sloppy tab placement, where you don't have to, when you middle click and drag a tab or a title bar to another window, you don't have to drop it on the title bar. You can drop it anywhere in that window, and that's called sloppy tab dragging or sloppy tab placement. It's a really neat feature that I'm thinking maybe a lot of new Fluxbox users maybe, or probably, and maybe some old-time Fluxbox features users may have forgotten about it if they didn't know about it already. So it's a possibly underutilized feature of Fluxbox that can come in really handy. If you want to remove a tab, say you've dragged with a middle click the tab of an external window to your EMLFM2 window, and you don't like it there anymore, all you got to do is middle click on the tab and drag it back to the desktop. So it's really pretty cool. And, you know, Fluxbox allows you to turn off tabs completely if you don't like them. I'll refer you to the Fluxbox documentation website, the website for their documentation for tabs and advanced tab features. Anyway, like I said, that is a short Hacker Public Radio today, and I apologize for the briefness of it. All right, that's all I got, so tune in tomorrow for another Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.